Thousands of Rohingya refugees are homeless. Again, they fled repression in Myanmar. They've been living in a camp in Bangladesh, in a district called Cox's Bazar, and then their camp caught fire. Dr. Izzatullah Majeed is with UNICEF, the United Nations Children Fund in Bangladesh, and joins us from there. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
I am looking at a news agency photo of this camp, and I'm seeing little huts, improvised wooden huts with flames coming out of the roofs and amazing amounts of black smoke. What's it like there?
Absolutely. Situation is very dire. Cox's Bazar is hosting a million refugees in 33 camps. Yesterday at 2:30 p.m., a fire started in Camp 11 and quickly spread to the neighboring camps. Authorities and the fire brigades, they did their best to control the fire. And around 6 p.m., the fire became under control. These three camps host 100,000 refugees, and 50% of them are children under age of 18. We are estimating that 12,000 refugees are badly affected, which is, again, half of them, 6,000 or more than 6,000 of them are children. 2,000 shelters are burned completely. In addition to these shelters, there are service points that UNICEF is also providing support in that one. The learning centers or the schools, 22 of them completely burned and damaged, destroyed, while six of them are partially damaged. We also support the nutrition program and the child protection program. One multipurpose center and one nutrition center, or all of them, they are completely burnt and they are at the end.
I want to understand the numbers you're giving me. You said 100,000 people in those three camps, so it's as if a small city had caught fire. And within that, about 12,000 people have completely lost their homes. They had almost nothing to begin with, and they have lost everything. Is that what you mean to tell me?
That is completely correct. That 12,000 people, they lost their houses and they have nowhere to stay. So last night they spent the house in the with their relatives and in the other service points, which there are some facilities. So all of them together, they passed the overnight. They had nowhere to go.
Was it already difficult to get proper resources to this million people in the variety of camps, the constellation of camps that you describe?
The funding situation, first of all, these refugees are 100% dependent to the international aid. Fortunately, with the support of the international community, different agencies are on the ground. Some agencies, they provide based on their mandate food, another one water or education. So the situation was already very bad. In a very congested camps, these people were living, and their standard of life was really low, and it was so difficult for them. Now, with this fire happened, so these Rohingyas, for the second time, they became homeless and nothing left for them. They lost all their properties, and they need to start from zero.
Dr. Izzatullah Majeed is with UNICEF. He is in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, where a massive fire struck three different camps there, home to 100,000 people. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks to you, and nice to be with you.